Good morning and Boker Tov to all. Please help yourselves with some coffee and some donuts. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning, 10 minutes to a better version of ourselves. Super grateful to our generous sponsor who anonymously is sponsored, Zecher Nishmas, Alto Shlomo Ben Pinchas. If you've not yet signed up for the WhatsApp group to be informed on the Shir schedule for some bonus Mesillas Hashara material and more, you can go to RabbiEfraimGoldberg.org/WhatsApp. We are on the 21st chapter of Mesillas Hashara. The Ramchal has been helping us chart a course towards a better version of ourselves, how to live with mindfulness and consciousness, how to be present in the moment, how to practice alacrity, enthusiasm, zeal, and all these other wonderful qualifications. To be a chassid, he defined, to be pious is not about what we wear or how we speak, it's about how we feel, it's about our attitude, our perspective, it's about our ambition and striving not just for good, but for great. Great in our relationship with Hashem, great in our relationship with others, and great in our relationship with ourselves. Last left off, he talked about the importance of contemplation, his bodhidus. If we never actually interrupt and disrupt our lives, if we don't stop and think and focus and reflect and introspect, how could we ever grow? If momentum is just carrying us forward, if we're just running on that hamster wheel, that rat race of life, if we never stop and think about who are we and who do we want to be, where are we and where are we going, then certainly we'll never get there. So to carve space, to carve time, to carve bandwidth, to be able to stop and to think and to evaluate and to plan is critically important. He also spoke about the importance of exposing ourselves to biographies, to the lessons of others, to expose ourselves to the struggles of others and to the personal growth of others and to be able to be inspired and to learn from it. And now he moves over. Ach mafside hachasidus. What are the challenges or obstacles? What stands in the way? What is trying to derail us from achieving this dream? Hey matrados v'hadaigos. And says the Mesillas Hashoram, the answer is, what stands in the way is worry and fear and anxiousness. Now, you read that and you say to yourself, okay, do we not have a lot of things to worry and be anxious about? We're living in a crazy world in a crazy time. We never know what we'll wake up to find. Our community is still davening hard for young men who were injured in a terrible car accident. Others who never imagined they'd get a diagnosis or have to overcome an illness. And other challenges that arise all the time. How could a person not navigate this world with a certain level of anxiousness, with tirdos and daigos, with worries and with concerns? So it's that simple? The Ramchal is saying, yeah, you got to eliminate it. You got to get rid of it. Because if you want to be a chassid, if you want to be present and mindful, if you want to strive for great, not only good, if you want to give Hashem your all, if we want to fulfill our mission and purpose for why we're here, then you cannot be distracted by or overwhelmed by, you cannot be paralyzed by or debilitated by overwhelming sense of anxiousness or fear. So what? You just eliminate it? Says the Ramchal, when a person's mind is preoccupied and distracted and overwhelmed by fear and worry and distress, how could you be assessing where are you and where you're going? How could you plan? How could you practice? How could you achieve? How could we have drive and ambition? How can we set goals and pursue them if I can't even get out of my own way? If I'm simply overwhelmed by my own anxiousness, fear, and concern. You cannot be a chassid if you don't practice his bonenus. If you're always running, busy, anxious, you can't be a chassid. You cannot be a chassid. The prerequisite to chassidus, genuine, real, authentic chassidus, is a certain sense of menuchas hanefesh. There's a certain calm. I have the privilege, I've had the privilege to have a relationship with several Gedolei Yisrael, with truly great people. And one thing I noticed, a common denominator of them all, is when you're sitting across from them, when you're talking to them, when you're in their presence, there is a calm. They're present in whatever they're doing at that moment. There's a menuchas hanefesh, there's a shalva, there's a certain sense of calm. They're carrying the weight on their shoulders. They're answering questions, dvarma omdim beruma shel olam, life and death and of enormous consequence. And yet, they're not rushing and fragmented, and I'm busy, and I can't, and I have to, and I... It's a calm. If you want to be present, if you want to really be connected, if you want to really be experiencing, then you have to have a certain calm. So in order to experience chassidus, to practice, to be a chassid, you have to have hisbonenus, contemplativeness. And in order to have the bandwidth to have contemplativeness, you cannot be overwhelmed by anxiousness, by a sense of tirda and a sense of daiga. And without contemplation, you can't be a chassid. And even if you've already attained it, you've already achieved what it means to be a chassid, preoccupation with other things, that noise and those distractions and that competition for our attention, for our energy, it confuses and it prevents us from strengthening ourselves. If we're not present in the moment, how do we know what triggers us? How do we know what inspires us? How do we know what depletes our energy? How do we know what adds energy? You have to be able to be thinking and thoughtful. How do you practice Yira and Ava and Dveikus if you're never present with a sense of Menuchas HaNefesh, with a sense of calm? In the Mashkiach Rav Dan Segel's commentary on Mesillas Yesharim, he points out, he says, you know, the very fact that the Ramchal says we have to eliminate the worry, the fear, the anxiety, the anxiousness, it means it's possible. Now, we're not talking about clinical anxiety. Out of the shadows, we did a whole podcast, our new mental health podcast, on the topic of anxiety. If it rises to the level of a clinical diagnosis, of course it needs support and treatment. No one is to blame. There's work that can be done. Interestingly, among the work that can be done, we had on a doctor who's the founder of the Center for Anxiety, Torah observant doctor who's a professor at Harvard, who spoke about one of the critically important components of managing anxiety is working on emunah. The more that a person feels, I'm not entirely in control. There's uncertainty built into the universe. And I submit and surrender to a higher power, to the Ribono Shel Olam, to the Almighty, to the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, knowing all He does is for the best. And whatever happens is for a reason. And nothing is random, but it's done by design. And when a person can be more focused, more meditative on that, that actually helps anxiety. One of the strategies he spoke about, the founder of the Center of Anxiety, Harvard professor, is that we sit around our dinner table, Shabbos table, we tell stories of Hashgacha Pratis, and we talk about Hashem. We involve Him in our lives, in our day-to-day behavior. So Rav Dan Segel says the Mashkiach, the very fact that the Ramchal, the Mesillas Yesharim, can identify this is an obstacle to the life we want to live, and we have some control. We can express our autonomy in working on it. He writes, Mikasha Mesillas Yesharim Omer Shatirdos Vadaigas Mafside Chasidos Muchach Shegam Zeu Bechlal Darchei Avoda V'Ashein Adam Yachol Lahasir Me'Alav Es Mikrei Olam Es Atirdos Shebekachu Yachol Lahasir. You can't eliminate illness. You can't eliminate accidents. All accidents, we could all be much more careful. And you can't eliminate natural events and natural disasters. And you cannot eliminate what's going on in the world that creates this rise of anxiousness. We can't eliminate these variables. But what we can do a better job of controlling and being mindful of is how we react, how we respond, how it makes us feel. The fact that the Mesillas Yesharim tells us, take control. Stop simply surrendering your feeling and blaming everyone and everything else. Take control of how you react, how you respond, how you feel, how you process. Again, we're not talking about when it rises to a clinical level that needs greater intervention and support. Okay, Namr Zechron Levracha, Ein Ashchina Shora Lo Mitoch Atzvos, Velo Mitoch Atzlos, Velo Mitoch Kalos Rosh, Velo Mitoch Dvarim Betelim. The Gemara Shabbos Dav Lamed tells us, if you want to feel a divine presence, if you want to be in conversation all day with Hashem, if you want His guiding hand on your shoulder, if you want to feel that He's in the room, then He does not dwell when there's sadness, or laziness, or frivolousness, or waste of time. Elami toch dvar simcha shel mitzvah. Hashem looks and He says, those people happy? That's generally a happy disposition. Positive, optimistic, faithful, focused. There's a menuchas hanefesh. Great rebbes and great rabbonim and great rosh yeshiva and great tzaddikim and great tzidkanios. They hear people's problems all day. They have as much a reason as anyone else to feel down, to be anxious. They carry the weight of the world on their shoulders. But the Yerushalmi says, Tamidah Chachamim are bebechina Shabbos all week long. The menucha that we get on Shabbos by unplugging and disconnecting, the righteous live with even during the week. They're disconnected and unplugged even during the week. Whatever they are on their shoulders, whatever they are bearing and carrying, they're still calm. Menuchas HaNefesh. They process. There's a Hashem. There's a reason. I daven. Pour out our heart in davening. But everything is for a reason and a purpose. Everything is good. Everything is right and righteous. And therefore, there's a menuchas hanefesh. And therefore, Hashem can be present. The smile. Recently, I was in Eretz Yisrael. I interviewed Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of Eshat Torah. He has a permanent smile on his face. He's happy and positive and approaches the world through a positive demeanor, disposition, and outlook. Tonight, Rabbi Brody and I interviewed David Sachs, an Emmy award-winning, Golden Globe award-winning writer in Hollywood. Became a Baal Tshuva, made an enormous sacrifice. Incredibly inspiring individual. Teaches Torah classes. He's got a smile on his face. Positive energy, positive outlook. Eina Shechina Shor. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hang. None of us want to hang out with sad, depressed, fabisan, miserable, complaining, negative, pessimistic people. We don't want to hang out with them. Why would Hashem want to hang out with them? So we have to be those people putting out that positive energy, that calm energy, that ability to process everything that's happening, and to choose how we respond, how it makes us feel, to not let it derail us from our drive and ambition, ultimately to practice a life of chassidus, to not be satisfied with good, but to strive for great. Have a great day. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay healthy.